Good day to all of you, and welcome to the All About Jesus broadcast, coming to you live from HNLC Studios on Blog Talk Radio. This is Minister Renee Ellis, also known as the Little One, and I would like to introduce to some and present to others my mother, Minister Ruth Ellis.
God bless you. God bless you, my daughter. It's a pleasure and a privilege to be here again. Daughter Renee, I need you today. I need you to join me again. Hallelujah.
Amen.
To this broadcast. Amen. This is Thanksgiving time. This is a time that we want to continue to give God the glory. So I need your help today. God bless you.
Amen.
Amen. Well, I'm going to get ahead and get started if it's all right.
That's all right with me. We'll get everybody a chance to get their pens and paper and Bibles and notes and notepads and things of that nature that they can take notes with. And we will begin with a word of prayer and some other things, and we'll get right into our study. Amen.
All right. I want to go ahead and start with the word of God.
Amen.
Hebrews 12:2, looking unto Jesus, who is the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him, he endured the cross, despising all the shame, and is now set down at the right hand of the throne of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Ephesians 5:19-20. It says, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, making music, making melody in your heart to the Lord. The verse 20 says, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And last time we were together, it was 1 Thessalonians 5:18, in everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Good God day to everyone in Radio Land. It is high time to give thanks to our omnipotent God. He is a God of the whole wide world. And I'm in kingdom building mode zone today. Hallelujah. And whether
Amen.
You believe him or not, whether you believe him or not, he is so much in love with each and every one of you. He wants you to know that you are never alone. It's Thanksgiving time. Hallelujah. It's
Hallelujah.
A pleasure. Woo, glory to God. It's a pleasure and it's a privilege to love on the God of our universe. He's got the whole wide world in his hands. Daughter
Amen.
Renee, your
yes,
mama's
ma'am.
Excited. I'm excited, girl. I feel God stretching out in me. Hallelujah. So you got to help me. Help me to slow down a little bit.
Amen.
So
amen.
That we can give honor to our covering, our spiritual leaders, and the sponsors of this broadcast. We love them so much.
Yes. Well, let us take this time to give honor to whom honor is due, first and foremost, to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who is the author and finisher of our faith, as we look
That's
unto
right.
him. And next, our coverings, Apostle Dr. Prince A. Miles and Lady Monica R. Miles of the International Gospel Deliverance Center Church of Southfield, Michigan, and also the founders of Harvest New Life Church International, Apostle Charles and Pastor Patty Ellis of Plano,
yes.
Texas. We thank them all, especially Apostle Charles and Pastor Patty, for allowing us to be a part of the HNLC Studios broadcasting team, all for
Amen.
The glory and honor of God. And we thank them for the opportunity, and we would like to thank our sponsors, Blog Talk Radio, for the opportunity to be able to be on the air live and spreading the gospel of the good news of
Ooh,
Jesus
hallelujah.
Christ. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Well, let's go in before the Lord in prayer.
Amen.
Ooh, thank you, God. Thank you, Father. Ooh,
thank you,
glory
Father.
To God. Father God,
hallelujah.
In the wonderful name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we honor you above all names and
yes,
every
Lord.
Name that name. There is no other name more powerful, more loving, more honorable than the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And Father, to those who do not know you as Lord and Savior, today is Kingdom Building Day. They don't know, may not know you as King of Kings. They may not know you as a friend. What a friend we have in Jesus. We pray a very special royal invitation over every one of you in Radio Land who want to say, Lord, I want to know this Jesus. I want to know him. And it's very easy. You can say this simple prayer with me right now. Close your eyes and just look up and say, Lord Jesus, come into my heart to know you as a friend. I want to know you as Lord. I want to know you as Savior. And I'm here. I want to, in Jesus' name. There are those out there, Lord Jesus, who are overwhelmed, overloaded, frustrated, lonely, and feel unloved. Lord, let them know that you love them and you are there for them. And we thank you for this. And those who feel like, oh, I don't need anything and I don't need anybody. Well, Holy Spirit, we invite you to do what you do best. Love will find a way to
yeah.
come into their hearts.
Yeah.
Revelation 3:20. Jesus, you said, behold, I stand at your door, your heart's door, and I'm knocking. And if anybody will hear my voice, just open up your heart's door, and I'll come in. I'll bring all of my goodness. I'll bring all my grace and all my mercy. And I will
thank
come
you,
in, and I will dine with you, giving
thank
thanks
God.
Together for each other. And we pray this prayer. Woo! Glory to
thank
God.
You,
we pray this prayer in Jesus' name.
Yes.
Glory
in Jesus'
to God.
Name.
Daughter Renee,
hallelujah,
the kingdom
amen.
Of God has just been increased by thousands. Will you
amen.
Agree with me in
amen.
Jesus' name? Somebody,
amen.
A whole bunch of people, prayed that prayer.
Amen.
Well, daughter, I praise God. You know, the Lord, Holy Spirit is a perfect gentleman, and he doesn't knock down your door. He doesn't dominate. He doesn't intimidate. He doesn't humiliate. He doesn't even make you submit to his authority. He's a lover. Ooh, glory to God. He's a lover. Even when we were unlovable and unlovely, when we were ugly in our way and sinful and had filthy mouths and bad actions and behavior, acting despicable, he yet loved us.
Yeah.
And so I thank God this morning or this day for Jesus. He gives us peace, joy, and everlasting life in him. So that's
amen.
Why we can be extremely thankful on this day. I remember, my daughter, when I taught you the scriptures, What was the first scripture that I taught you when you were a little child?
The very first scripture that I ever learned as a child was John chapter 3, verse 16.
That's it.
And it was, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son."
That's it.
"That whosoever believeth on him should not perish."
Yes.
"But have everlasting life."
That's it.
Amen. And you know, looking at that verse in the Amplified, if I may, Mother, if you would allow me to take a little bit of liberty.
Take your liberty. Take your liberty.
If we read John chapter 3, verse 16 and 17 as well in the Amplified, it reads, "For God so greatly loved."
Ooh. Yes.
"And dearly prized the world."
Wow.
"That he even gave up his only begotten unique Son."
Yes.
"So that whoever believes in, trusts in, clings to, and relies on him shall not perish or come to destruction or be lost, but have eternal, everlasting life."
Yes.
And verse 17 says, "For God did not send the Son, his Son, into
his
the
Son.
World in order to judge
to
reject or
That's
to condemn or to pass sentence on the world. But he sent his Son that the world might find salvation and be made safe and sound through him."
Yes.
That is so beautiful.
Yes.
We who believe and name the name of Christ have been made safe and sound through salvation through our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ.
Yes. And he's not angry with us. He's not angry with you. Those that do not know him or have not received him. That's why I say we're in kingdom building mode today in thankfulness. Because we want to enhance and increase the kingdom of God.
Amen.
My love, tell me about the two verses that we talked about a few minutes ago in dealing with thankfulness.
You know, in Ephesians chapter 5, as you spoke, verses 19 and 20, in the Amplified it reads, "Speak out to one another in songs and hymns and spiritual songs, offering praise with voices and instruments and making melody with all your heart to the Lord." In verse 20, it says, "Times."
Yes.
"And for everything,
giving
thanks at all times."
At all.
"And for everything, giving thanks in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to God the Father."
Yes.
You know, when we are thankful for all things at all times, we are honoring God.
Yes.
Because scripture says that all things were made by Jesus the Christ.
Yes.
Because he is the Word and he was there from the beginning. And the scripture also says that there was not anything made by him.
Amen.
And as we give thanks at all times, as scripture just said, and for everything.
My Lord.
We are honoring our Lord Jesus.
And
we
are
putting him first and acknowledging him
in
all our ways.
And let me say this, daughter, because some people will say, well, I'm not thanking him for COVID, and I'm not thanking him for all these bad things that's happening and so on and so forth.
But let me just
say this. There is a lesson and a blessing in everything that we encounter. Sometimes when bad things happen, and there's been many messages saying, why do bad things happen to good people? There is a lesson and a blessing. Even this evil plague, there is a lesson and a blessing coming out of it. We just have to ask God, what is it that you need me to know? What do you want me to know about this? Of course, it's right over there in 2 Chronicles 7:14, what he wants us to know. But anyway, there is a lesson and a blessing. And the thing, too, that I want to just emphasize is that when we praise God in the midst of the good, the bad, the ugly, it's saying that we're magnifying God over everything else, that he is bigger. He's bigger than all of our problems. He's bigger than everything.
Mm-hmm.
Go right on, darling.
And, you know, just the simple fact of taking time to say, Lord, I thank you for life.
Yes, come on.
I thank you for my life.
Yes.
To be able to be in the land of the living.
Yes.
Even to experience the trials and the tribulations that I must endure for the perfecting and the maturing of my faith in you, Lord Jesus. I thank you for life.
Yes.
There are those
and the
who did not wake up this morning.
That's right.
There are those who are leaving here right now.
That's right. That's
as we
right.
speak.
Yes.
It is so important that we lift Jesus high.
Yes.
He said, because if I be lifted up upon the earth, I will draw all men unto me. And
Amen.
The church, because of this pandemic, the church has expanded, and it should have expanded a long time ago, but it has expanded beyond the four walls now.
Yeah.
You know, Jesus said, those who are well do not need a physician, but it is those who are sick
That's
who
it.
Need a physician. And
he truly has our attention.
The world needs Jesus, the great physician.
When
it is so important that we say thank you to him.
That's it. Let me ask you this. When Jesus said, behold, I stand at your heart's door, I stand at the door and knock. Talk to me about that.
You know, that's Revelation chapter 3, verse 20. And in the Amplified, it reads, it says, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears and listens to and heeds my voice and opens the door. Well, what door is he talking about? He's talking about your heart's door, the door of your
That's
heart.
Right. That's right.
The door of your innermost being.
Yes.
He says, I'm standing at that door.
Yes.
And I'm talking while I'm at that door of your heart. And if you hear me and listen to me and heed my voice and open the door of your heart, the door to your innermost being, he said, I will come into him and I will eat with him and he will eat with me.
Yes.
That denotes communion.
Yes.
He will come in and commune with us.
Yes.
And we
fellowship.
Will commune with him
with
in
him.
Fellowship and relationship.
That's right. That's right. He
and
says,
if it wasn't for him.
Yeah.
If it wasn't for Jesus.
Come on now. Come on.
And his blood.
Yes.
The shedding of his blood.
Mm-hmm.
And the sacrifice
that he
that
made,
he made upon Calvary, we all, the entire
would totally
planet, would
Jesus.
Be totally lost forever.
Forever. Oh, God help us.
That right there is so much to be thankful for.
Thankful for.
To be able to say, Lord, thank you for your grace, for your mercy, for your loving kindness, for your tenderness, for your love, that you gave yourself up for
me
so that I could commune and be in fellowship and in right standing and in a relationship with Almighty, omniscient, omnipresent God,
our
Father.
I would like to bring two more scriptures before our time get away from us. Amen for what you just said. Jesus said, I will bring all of my goodness. When I come in, I bring all everything about me. I'm bringing all my goodness into you.
Amen.
Daughter. These
yes, ma'am.
Scriptures, you know, God can get very unhappy and very angry when we don't see him and love him and serve him. Let's go to Exodus 34:14. We serve
right.
a jealous God. He loves us, and he loves those that don't love him. He loves us. So that scripture, I want you to do that in King James and Amplified as quick as you can. And Deuteronomy, especially this one, Deuteronomy 28:46-48. We may or may not get the chance to read all of it, but this is so important.
Okay.
Bringing
Amen.
Out thankfulness. Thank you, baby.
Amen. You're welcome. Exodus chapter 34, verse 14, in the King James Version, it reads, For thou shalt worship no other God, for the Lord whose name is jealous is a jealous God.
Come on now.
I want to read that again.
He says his name is jealous.
I want to read that again.
He loves us.
It says, For thou shalt worship no other God, for the Lord whose name is jealous, is a jealous God. And in the Amplified, that reads, For you shall worship no other God, for the Lord whose name is jealous, is a jealous, impassioned God.
Ooh, ooh. That's what I say. He's emotional. He's very emotional over his people and those who don't even love him. He's emotional. He wants you to come to him. That's why I say we're in kingdom building mode today. Read Deuteronomy 28:46-48 if we got enough time.
Sure, yes, we do. I can read Deuteronomy chapter 28, verses 46-48 in the Amplified. Beginning at verse 46, it says, They shall be upon you for a sign of warning to other nations, and for a wonder, and upon your descendants forever, because you did not serve the Lord your God with joyfulness of mind and heart and ingratitude.
Yeah.
Because you did not serve the Lord your God, with joyfulness of mind and heart, and in gratitude.
And in gratitude, that's giving him thanks.
For the abundance of all with which he had blessed you.
Oh, my goodness.
Therefore, you shall serve your enemies whom the Lord shall send against you, in hunger and thirst, in nakedness and in want of all things. And he will put a yoke of iron upon your neck until he has destroyed you.
Oh.
That verse 47 is very powerful in Deuteronomy 28. Because it tells us how we're supposed to serve God. We're supposed to serve him with joyfulness of mind.
Joyfully. Yes.
And joyfulness of mind and heart and in gratitude.
And
for the
gratitude.
Abundance of all the things which he has blessed us with.
Yes.
Amen.
He's emotional about us.
Yes, he is.
He's emotional about his people.
Yes,
he's emotional about those that don't love him and won't serve him.
Yes.
What did 48 say?
48 is more of a, I mean, it says, therefore you shall serve your enemies.
Oh, we don't want that.
We don't
and
want
see,
that.
And see, that's where the devil come in. He's a little G.
Yes.
And if you know, when you look at those scriptures, you'll always pay attention to how God is written. If it's written capital letter, and by the way, always tell people, when you're texting people, do not write out God's name in a little G, because the little G stands for them gods of different names. We want to write his name in a capital.
Amen.
I hear the music, darling. You want to take us out in prayer?
Amen.
Woo!
Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for this time and this opportunity and this moment that you have blessed us with to be able to eat and glean from your word and learn more about you, and especially how we are to be thankful. Lord, we thank you for giving us a thankful heart.
Yes.
A mind and a will to want to do right.
Yes.
To want to be
Yes,
to want
Lord.
To treat everybody right.
Yes.
And to want to make sure that our heart is right before you.
Thank you, Lord.
And we thank you for this time and this opportunity. In Jesus' name we call it blessed. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
The kingdom of God has been increased by thousands. The Lord bless you. The Lord keep you. The Lord make his beautiful face shine upon you. The Lord be gracious unto you. And the Lord give you his everlasting peace. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Tune in next time for the All About Jesus broadcast when we continue to study on being thankful. God bless you. Good God day to you.